Your music has changed quite a lot, and I know a lot of fans, you know, were Bebop Deluxe fans that didn't kind of continue into your solo and your electronic stuff, but you've gained so many fans since then. Maybe you can talk about that and how that has changed for you over the years.
Well, the music changes, right? As it should do, because if you I mean, you don't keep painting the same picture over and over again. And I like so many different genres of music anyway. All that's from being young, you know, that all gets buried after a while inside your unconscious mind, and it sort of shapes the music you make. So I've explored different avenues, you know, I've explored the electronic side for a while. I'm back with guitars in a big way at the moment, but I'm trying to include other elements, and other musical elements as well as other sonic elements into what I do, and it all becomes sort of mashed up together and hopefully makes something which is uniquely my voice, if you like. So yeah, I mean, some of the fans originally, for instance, when I did Red Noise, a lot of the fans of Bebop found that too extreme or too challenging. Now I get loads of people saying, "I didn't get it back then, but I love it now."
Yeah.
Which is ironic, because well, it's about 40 years ago.
Yeah, that's the way I've done. I just followed your music, and I just admired your tenacity to stick with doing something that is you. There's just so many bands out there, and you know who they are. I've just stuck with that, what made them famous in the first place. And that's fine. I mean, I saw Steve Hackett doing the Genesis thing a couple of years ago, and I loved it. It was great. And he did a go back into that old Genesis material that nobody else is actually really doing anyway. So, but I mean, it's for you. You've gone and kind of pushed the boundaries of where your creative process has gone. And that's, I think, one of the things that attracts fans to your music, is that you've stuck with it. You've really gone back into your 70s material. You've touched on it. I think I saw a video once where you were playing in a small place, doing some old bebop stuff. But you've not dwelled in the past. And I think a lot of people, a lot of your fan base, that's what they admire about you.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, I think the video you might have seen was a studio called Metropolis in London, and we did I put a band together, which we did a tour of the UK. But then, in 2004, we did the tour, and I put a band together. We did some bebop stuff, and we did some Red Noise, and we did a few of my solo pieces as well. And that was, you know, I didn't want to go out and just do a Bebop Deluxe type tour. I wanted to include post Bebop Deluxe stuff as well. And that helped introduce some of the newer stuff to more diehard.
Hello?
Hello?
All right, are you still there?
Yeah, you...
Did it cut out?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot. It's quite surprising. There's a lot of younger fans picked up on the bebop stuff, looked into what's gone on since then, found the newer stuff, and they really like that as well. So that's, you know, that's been.
It is coming from the same place. It's coming from the same person, the same creative I don't know, the feel of it is essentially you. So I mean, it's you know, it's there. I just a couple of things before we depart. One of the things I did want to mention, two things actually. One thing is, I want to congratulate you, even though it's kind of a long time ago, that I have this thing about the Live in the Air Age version of Shine. And there is a I've got the double CD of the other versions. I think you'd recorded at Hammersmith on the other nights, and I've got that copy of that. But you don't do this on that version. There is one note on the live version of Shine from Live in the Air Age. It's the very first note of the solo in Shine. I have labeled that the best single note ever recorded on an electric guitar. And it's you just hit that first note. And every time I play, I always introduce the song as, this song contains the one, that note, one best note ever played on an electric guitar. And so my congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Retrospectively. The other is that being influenced by your music, I did a take on adventures in the Yorkshire landscape, and I called it Days Such as These. And it was about, because you wrote about in adventures, you wrote about growing up in Yorkshire. And, the other side of the Pennines version of that, about growing up in Lancashire, and so it was inspired by that. So I really would like to thank you for being an inspiration to me over the years. You know, it's I've followed your music for many years, and it's as a guitar player and a singer myself, I try and follow your lead in many ways, and one of them is as a creative individual, and I thank you for that.
Pleasure.
And Bill, many thanks for spending some time with us on the show today. Is really much appreciated, and like I say, I hope you remain creative till the last day you take your last breath, and I hope that's for anyone who's is as we get older, I find that our creative process changes, and we hopefully get better at what we do.
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, you know, I've got no intentions of retiring anyway, so.
Well, thank you, Bill. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Thanks
very much to you. Well, it's hard. If I'm losing nothing more that I can say. The fighting is on, and battles are won. told nothing more than I should know. A ship on the sea that threatens to be here, but never go. This island of
conversation earlier this week. Very special presentation of Transatlantic Express, the House of Prog, and of course CJSF radio station. I hope you've enjoyed this interview, and it's been informative and helpful in some way. I don't know. But anyway, the music you heard was Before the Bullfight. One of the tracks he worked in collaboration with David Sylvian. Starting off the track Shine, and we're going to continue with some more of Bill's music from his more solo performances. This next one's called Do You Dream in Color? We're going to have Rise Like a Fountain and October Man. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, everybody.
Turning up the lights now, all across the earth.
Wilson, and you're listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prog.
Thank you.
while listening to DJ Ian on the House of Prog and on CJSF 90.1 FM from Vancouver. Thanks for listening for the last hour. That was recorded on Monday morning this week. Yeah, a lot of things have happened since then. But my thanks to Bill Nelson and John for setting that up. Always been a goal of mine to talk to Bill. Followed him for many, many years. It was great to have a bit of a chat. And, hopefully people got something out of the interview. We've got one more hour left on the rest of the show. I hope you're going to stay with us. We've got two albums, classic rock albums, classic British rock albums we're going to feature. This next one coming up is going to be Rainbow's Down to Earth and Uriah Heep's Into the Wild. So Down to Earth is the only album they did with, of course, Graham Bonnet and vocals. And Bill's still going. Oh, okay. A long extra. All right, let's get back into the music. This is Rainbow's. Yeah, let's get let's start it at the beginning like we should. You are listening.